Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
Have you ever wanted a threesome?
Yeah.
Do you still want one?
Yeah.
How many threesomes? What,
do you want me with
How
you?
How many threesomes?
How many threesomes do you want? You're waking up. How many threesomes do you want to have before you turn 60?
All of them. I can't say that, I don't know. I'm not experienced there.
What's on your bucket list sexually?
Oh, Jesus. We've pivoted.
It's more fun.
You are listening to The New Man, Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach, Trip Lanier.
Is watching porn the same as cheating on your partner? Is it wrong to fantasize about someone other than your partner? And what are we really seeking when we choose to watch adult entertainment? Today, my wife Allison and I try to help someone who has a different perspective on porn than his partner. Now, it may be tempting to get stuck in a debate about who's right and who's wrong, but what if we tried to understand what's driving us to seek porn in the first place? Yeah, let's keep. Yeah. Nah. Mm-hmm. You're on the shit list this morning.
I know. Is there anything else you want to be grouchy with me about?
Hopefully not. I hope we're.
Why
moving.
Am I on your shit list this morning?
Because you know you're fucking up.
Well, how am I fucking up?
You look at that smile.
I'm going out of town, leaving you with the load. We can't. Carrie, you can't divide all the responsibilities. Is that why you're mad?
There's a lot more than that.
There's a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. You're mad at me. Let's see. You're mad at me because sometimes I drag my feet on doing a podcast with you.
You're a bit of a princess.
And you call me a princess.
Yeah.
And why am I a princess?
You are. You don't want to do anything.
You were
anything.
Telling me this.
I would appreciate if you're more of a contributor.
I'm a contributor.
You're kind of like, I'm like, did you bring a question?
No, I said that you asked me if I had a question. I said, I asked my question last week. It's your turn. And you said, I already asked one. You have to have one.
Yeah, this is the thing. We both contribute. It's called a
and
relationship.
And then you went on this rant about how you have all these fancy people that want to be on your podcast. And then you're
the slacker.
You have a slacker. You want me to be on the podcast. And I'm like, no.
I don't want to.
One day.
I just want to go in the yard.
It's true.
I just want to play with the dog. Jesus.
Why else are you in trouble? Why else am I in trouble with you?
I'm thinking some shit. I'm sure you'll get stepping some more shit here in a minute. I'll let you know.
And you told me to save it. I was getting ready to appreciate you this morning when you tripped over the dog gate.
Oh,
and you were like, save it.
When I tripped over your dog gate.
What? Your dog's gate too. Our dog. You're the one that was looking at puppy pictures nonstop.
Why were you laughing at me when I tripped over the dog gate?
It occurred to me that that one of the, it's not just that I like to see you in pain. You always tease me that I like to see you in pain, but that's not it. It's the goofy humor, the physical humor I adore, which you know, but it's also like,
what if it's not funny?
Well, it wasn't funny to you this morning, so I didn't make jokes about it. The thing that I wanted to appreciate about you with that this morning that you told me to save it was that you know, you're handsome, you're sexy, you have your shit together, you're like such a awesome force in the world, and you're such a rock in our family in so many ways.
And then I fall down the stairs.
It just makes it that much better. It's so endearing.
trying to tear a good man down.
No, it's not about tearing you down. Mm-hmm. I just really, really appreciate the goofy humor. Okay. And especially when you're like, yeah, I got shit to do. I'm important. I got a big day. And then you're like tripping. It's awesome.
I'm going to go surfing.
And not come back.
I gotta go to the store, get some milk and a pack of cigarettes. I'm going to empty out the bank account and be gone. Do you want to talk about, let's see here, a guy who's doing too much therapy or someone who his wife is against porn? She doesn't like him doing porn.
We could talk about too much therapy.
Too much therapy.
I don't know. I'm game for wherever your energy is too. We could talk about how sexy your arms and legs look right now.
Well, you're spicy this morning. What did you have?
Here we go. So I got to, after I dropped our daughter off, I stopped and I bought some greens, some stuff for the garden to plant. Mm-hmm. It made me happy. And then I was out of my old detox tea, so I bought this new detox tea.
Okay.
And it's got green tea in it.
Okay.
Which I don't normally have caffeine.
And methamphetamine.
Yeah, so apparently. Jeez. I don't normally have caffeine, and so I think I'm just, yeah.
All right, let's go with this one. So this is from Clem Fandango. He is a studio engineer. He does voiceovers for radio and audiobooks. And yes. Yes, I can hear you.
He doesn't do the voiceovers. I thought he was
the
engineer.
No, he's the engineer. Yeah. He's the guy who records people that do that. And yes, I can hear you, Clem Fandango. So he says, my wife says watching porn is cheating. He says, she says, even fantasizing about other women is cheating. And she's threatened to leave him if he ever watches it. She ever catches him watching
Ouch.
It. So
that's hard.
He's like, I don't think it's a bad thing. I would like to watch porn together, but she's totally against it. This doesn't seem healthy. There should be a balance. What should I do? I think you got to just clear your history better. You know, like just.
Oh lie. My God. So terrible. Do not listen.
You gotta find other places to do this,
oh my
man.
God.
Or she can't
no.
find you. No, that's not it.
I mean, that's what ends up happening, sadly, but no, we don't condone that.
Or have an affair.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I look who's spicy now.
I'm having some fun. Gotta help Clem Fandango out.
Oh, poor Clem.
Poor Clem. Yeah, there is.
Did you ask him?
I've met women and they just like, if I ever caught my husband watching porn and I was like, oh, geez.
I mean, this is so interesting. And, you know, like I know I have had clients that feel that way too, but it ends up being rooted more in their trauma or their, you know, places of wounding. And it's not so much about their judgment on the porn. Mm-hmm. Well, it is about the judgment.
Well, even just the fantasizing, like he's thinking like, oh, like I'm thinking about, I get aroused by other women. Like that's a huge threat. And that's considered.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, that just makes me sad. Just to hear that is sad. That makes me feel sad.
Sorry,
for everybody.
Clem.
All
Sorry, Clem.
Sorry, Clem and the wife or the girl or whoever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a limiting small space to try to be living inside of. Just not even like make it about anything else, not just porn, make it about anything else. That's not a lot of room to breathe.
I do think there's a spectrum here because I've worked with a few guys that have called themselves addicts of this, of pornography and that kind of thing. And they were losing time and energy. It was pulling away from their work focus, but then also they just didn't have any energy, sexual energy for their wife or their partner anymore.
I think that's where I don't assume to know where the wife is coming from in this situation, but I would bet money that that's part of what she's afraid of. Let's just start with.
I don't think so. I think it's different. But go ahead.
Okay. Let's just start with porn itself. Okay. There's a lot of really terrible porn out there. That's not true. I was gonna say I don't have a lot of judgment on porn, but I actually do have a lot of judgment on porn. I don't mind watching porn. I don't mind it if you watch porn. I'll watch it with you. Sometimes we'll pick porn together. Like that doesn't bother me. Like. But what is real clear to me is the level of sort of sexist, misogynistic, patriarchal style of porn that's out there that is really not pleasant for a female bodied person to not only witness, but hear or watch, you know, any of that. And so I think that there's they would find some good porn. he's not trying to go after the things. And if we take that off the table between this couple, that it's not about the repulsive sort of make you want to throw up in your mouth porn.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually a fetish for some folks. That's a category probably.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Sorry. Not me. That's not my thing.
Oh my God. I totally lost my train of thought.
Let's say it's not about the quality of the porn.
Yeah. Let's take that off the table.
Okay.
Because, and then if we were to take the other piece off the table, which is, for many people, there is a fear of like they're going to go down some wormhole where, and this is real with porn and watching porn, is that just like anything, you keep doing something over and over, you'll get habituated, your body gets used to it, your brain gets used to it, right. All that stuff does get you do, it's like taking a pill that, you know, so, or a particular medicine and your body just acclimates or something. So ultimately, you'll need something stronger. So there is a threat there with like just the actual use of porn and how that can, it's such an easy way to actually leave and disconnect from what is right in front of you. Because 99.8% of the time, what's right in front of you is not going to look like what's on porn. Mm-hmm. It's not going to feel like what's on porn, what you imagine it might feel like. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel different because you're right there present in the room in real time. And the person in front of you is different than the Sophia X just Destiny on stage type, you know, person on the porn. I think that that concern is,
if you watch this, you're going to get habituated to that. You're not
a threat. The threat is real.
Yeah.
And that is a real thing that can and does happen.
Yep.
So I think that that's a fair fear to have.
Yep.
So, but if we took those things off the table and we just come back to what was she saying? She was saying
it's like cheating.
It's cheating. Mm-hmm. That's a hard one for me because I don't agree that I think it's cheating. I think that it sounds like there could be a lack of openness there about what it's really about, what's going on, and how they could deepen their relationship through it.
Well, I think that there's a context here, which is you might be skipping, which is if I'm married to this person or I am this person's significant other, then their sex life, I own it. Like I am the mm-hmm. one mm-hmm. place for that. And that's that entire umbrella is for me, the mm-hmm. partner. So anything that has to do with his sex life that doesn't involve me is cheating. There's not a gray area there. It's black and white. I think there's some folks that live that.
A lot of folks right. believe that. Yeah.
So I can appreciate it where it's just like that's sexual. It's not including me. Therefore, it's cheating.
Yes, a lot of people feel that way. And I think even there's some probably religious denominations that tout that even as well. I don't know. But, well, I'm curious what you think about that piece.
Well, I think if that's somebody's belief and they've been brought up to believe that, that's a really hard thing to shake. And they would have to choose if that's really aligned with what they believe and what they value. So saying it's wrong is a bit different and more just like, is this the relationship you want to have where the two of you essentially are, you're the bottleneck for each other's sexual expression and sexual pleasure. And if that works for the two of you and that makes your connection more sacred and more whole and more enjoyable, great. But if at some point it gets in the way, then maybe there's an opportunity here to look for expanding that and say, could we love each other more? Could we appreciate
if we open our relationship? That's what it sounds like you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I think that's the spectrum, which is like, no, we're at a place where here, this is where we feel more whole and more expressed and more loved and accepted. This works for us. And then, well, maybe it doesn't work for couple B, that mm-hmm. their thing would include some other activities or other things. But it's if it's getting frozen and locked down and it's rigid but both partners are unhappy, then there's a place for a conversation there.
Well, what if it sounds like in this case, one partner is saying that it's not, I wouldn't argue that it's about wholeness, but I would assume that one partner is saying it's about safety and, you know, this is what right. is, this is the sort of how it is. Mm-hmm. And the other partner is saying, I don't feel whole. I don't feel fully expressed. Right. And yeah. So what do you think about that?
I think both perspectives get to be, ideally, in an ideal world, both perspectives get to be expressed and heard. Mm-hmm. So just because one person...
hard conversation.
Yeah, which is like, I get that you believe that. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that it's cheating if I do this. I still love you. I still care for you. In fact, I'd love for you to meet me here. I think we could have a more expansive sex life together if we included some other things. And there might be an impasse there. That just might mm-hmm. be a place where it's like, no, mm-hmm. this is what I believe sex is and how it works. And you know, that's it. And that might be a really difficult place, but I would want for both people where they didn't feel wrong for having their beliefs mm-hmm. and what's true for them. Mm-hmm. She might, or the one person might feel like it's all about the safety and this is what really works for me. And the other person be like, yeah, that system doesn't work for me. And they might be incompatible there. Mm-hmm. And that might just be it. Like mm-hmm. they've got to figure out how to move forward from that place. But I wouldn't want one to dominate the other. Mm-hmm. I would want both to be expressed. And in this case, I don't particularly think this is about the porn. You know, I think there's everything we were talking about earlier about how porn can be really fuck up your brain. And, you know, it's like junk food. Just you get too much in it, really mm-hmm. it just fucks up the whole mm-hmm. system. It's not a nutritious offering, let's mm-hmm. say. So yes to all of that. But in this case, and when it comes to like, here's what I love, or here's what has me, here's how sex fits into my life. Here's my ideal expression of sex. And if my partner's not on the same page, I get judged or shamed or belittled for that or threatened mm-hmm. By the other person. That's a tough place. It's like, can we find a mutual appreciation and understanding there? And that's going to require a third party.
A third party, how? Like a threesome?
Good God. What, are you,
what
just,
do you mean?
To help them navigate that.
Oh, so like a therapist.
Someone who can hold both perspectives and uh-huh. not side with one uh-huh. of them.
Mm-hmm. So
That is a category, the threesomes.
Oh, and porn it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pretty popular.
Have you ever wanted a threesome?
Yeah.
Do you still want one?
Yeah.
How many threesomes? What,
do you want me with
How
you?
How many threesomes? How many threesomes do you want? You're waking up. How many threesomes do you want to have before you turn 60?
All of them. I can't say that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not experienced there.
What's on your bucket list sexually?
Oh, Jesus. We've pivoted.
It's more fun. Fuck Clem.
I don't want to talk about that. Here.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
Because you know I'm going to flip it around on you.
I know. And that's why, remember when I told you, I was like, I thought of all these good questions, but I don't want you to ask me.
Yeah. I know. Don't ask me. All right. So that's a tough place. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. Like coming back. I mean, just to nod to a former podcast we did probably 15 years ago or something about how it's okay to have feelings or attraction, excitement, arousal, any of those things for someone other than the person you're partnered with is okay and natural.
We believe that,
but I also
appreciate that they may not.
Right. But if we're going to talk, like, you know, you used to do on your, I don't know that you do this on people with people without me, but you used to do on your podcast, like, okay, well, what's the third that he's driving down the interstate and things that he can take away from the, what are the three steps? You know,
I am like a truck and I have a farm. Is that how I talk?
I'm just using that voice because it's like pithy. It's like, you know, heal your life in three steps, you know, like
one
that
of the
kind
cows
of like,
got conjunctivitis. We need to get some.
I'm trying to allude to the fact that
you want to give
people break
tips?
That shit down into like steps. So if we were to do that here, well, you talked about needing a third party. And I think that Clem is suffering and his wife is suffering. So he asked you a question. He's calling in for help. So to honor that, they need a third party. Ideally, the third party can back way off of the issue of porn. Maybe they could make an agreement that he actually would be willing to stop, pause the watching and they're sneaking or whatever he's doing for a period of time while they dedicate themselves to a particular container to work on this issue of how one feels, how the other feels, and then revisit where are their values coming from. Who instilled them into them? Like, is that a thing that they want to keep?
Also, like, if I don't feel connected to my partner, then everything's threatening. So it's really got to come back to that.
Yeah.
Connection.
Well, that
quality.
That work is a way to for them to essentially say hello again and start getting to know each other in these really tough places where it sounds like they just haven't even gone ever before.
Because it could be pickleball. Like if he's gone all the time, she'd be like,
for sure, it work. I mean, it happens a lot of the time when work is the primary relationship instead of the relationship is the primary relationship. So, or alcohol is the primary relationship instead of the partnership or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it applies in other ways, but that place where you can really explore what is here, what do we know about, what are we carrying in the room with us? And do we need to examine and see if there's anything that actually needs to be taken out to the trash that's not ours, that we've just, any messages or beliefs that we've swallowed whole that really don't actually fit with who we want ourselves to be?
I'll add something. I think that this has to start on an individual level first. So when I'm working with folks, let's be with reality. What works for you? What's your yes? Instead of, what do I think is okay that'll fit within my current system? Mm-hmm. So, because that's where a lot of us are feeling trapped or drained or isolated, is we're having to contort ourselves in order to preserve the system. And maybe the system, we've outgrown that system. Mm-hmm. The system meaning the marriage or the job or the career or whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the first thing is like, what's an ideal scenario? Even if you don't think it could ever, ever happen. Mm-hmm. What would be your ideal expression?
Your yes.
And it's like, oh, well, I think I'd do that. Well, let's take another stab. Like, what do you really want? Oh gosh, this could never happen. But I would like X, Y, and Z. Okay, X, Y, and Z. And just starting to be okay with that within one's self. This is what's true for me. And this can be really confronting or dangerous to my current marriage or my career or whatever, if this is true. And just learning to be okay with that within myself.
Well, and I like what you're saying. And the thing that I think should be named here is that from my perspective, 9 times out of 10, it's never about the topic that they come in with. So it's not like in this case, it's not actually about the porn.
Well, I think that's, yeah, you're right. So I think it would be about, what if it's not about the porn? What are you seeking through the
porn?
How
does he want to, yeah, exactly.
I want aliveness.
How does he want to be expressed? What does he want to more experiencing inside of this context and the topic of sex? Like it's that. So it's, I'm thinking of a couple that I worked with a long time ago and he, the only porn that he ever sought was porn with women that looked like his wife. And that was really significant because when we got down to it with this question of what you're talking about was he just actually wanted more experiences of exploration with his wife and she wasn't open to it. Mm-hmm. And so he would try to go mimic it with someone that looked like her or seemed like her vibe was more like her or whatever. He never found any other porn that was interesting to him other than what looked like his wife. So I thought that was really sweet. And that's a good example of like, oh, what do you really want here? What is it that you're really seeking?
What's the experience you're seeking?
Yeah, it's not. And I remember asking him like, well, so does that mean that if you could find your way here with your wife in any kind of expression and play that yes could be exciting or sexual. He was like, I would never look at porn again. He was like, I don't care about porn. It's not about the porn.
Yeah.
But he didn't know that going into it. He thought it was about the porn too.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. So what's the experience I'm seeking that porn is somehow, you know, trying, I'm using porn to try and get that.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of aliveness, some kind of novelty, some kind of whatever. Right. And yeah, if I bring that to my partner, I'm wanting more novelty, more excitement. That still might be threatening. Like she might be in a place where she's like, well, why am I not enough? Like there's a lot of that insecurity there.
It's absolutely going to show.
But that, I think that's an important conversation, which is different than you're not enough. You're not exciting to me, which is different than I'd like for us both to have more excitement.
Yeah. And I think that's the hardest part is that why a third party helping can be so helpful is because this, you know, this complex shit, everybody's stirred up, everybody's triggered. Everybody's like, you know, teetering, if not dancing inside their wounds or something, you know, it's like, there's just all this and it's complex. We're dealing with like influences, programming, and we're also dealing with how do we express communication? How do we express our desire? And how do we hold on to this larger umbrella sort of meta view of what is it all for?
Yeah.
Or what are our values? How do we want to really come together and be more of a couple through this? Mm-hmm. And it can so easily just turn into like territory and jealousy and hurt and disconnect and, you know, so it's complex stuff. You got to go slow and sort of baby step it and get help.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And I will just say that from my experience, my own personal experience with porn and even with working with a lot of guys in their relationships with porn, that the porn is a way to relieve anxiety. There's uncertainty going on. Or it's like, I'm supposed to be doing a thing and it's a difficult thing to do. You know what? Let's go look at naked people.
So you're talking about...
But I just want to say that if we understand what's really going on and how whatever porn is being used, how it's being used to medicate or avoid, it may not be about the relationship. And I think it's really important to just understand what's really drawing us towards this activity or this behavior, whether it's drinking or porn or pickleball, God forbid. You know, so.
Yes, I agree with you. That's part of like, what is it really about? What is it you're really seeking?
There might be more acceptance, self-acceptance there. It's like, it's not really about the porn. It's that I'm having a hard time dealing with anxiety or stress with this thing and I'm just avoiding it.
Yeah. And for those that aren't hearing it in really explicit ways, it absolutely is a way to move through a stress cycle. Like mm-hmm. it is a way to move your energy to de-stress. So mm-hmm. there's lots of ways that we need to, and we don't know how to move through our cycle of needs when we are stressed and how to express that. And that's one way. Yeah. So,
yeah. So understand what's really drawn it. What is it that we really want? What's the experience we're really seeking? Mm-hmm. Is there a way to have our partner be a part of that? Do we want our partner to be a part of that? Maybe yeah, that's another conversation, sure. right? So, but totally. But there's a, can I get with reality first within me versus the shoulds and I'm terrible and all the judgments? Just come back to what would be ideal in that case. And I think getting some help there around, is this me running away from something? Is this me medicating and avoiding something mm-hmm. versus coming back to what is it that I'm actually wanting mm-hmm. and getting in touch with that? You might find that the porn or the fantasizing or whatever is not really the issue.
Yeah. Word.
Word. Word. Is that what you just said? Okay, cool. Anything else to add?
No, I was trying to think of something funny to say, but I couldn't think of it. Right. I'm not as quick and smart as you.
I'm going to go watch some porn because this is draining me.
Thanks for outing yourself that when you're stressed, you go to porn.
And I'm stressed all the time.
All the time. You're actually looking for ways to be stressed out just so you can de-stress.
So stressed.
If these interviews are helping you, please leave a positive review on whatever podcast app you use so that others can discover the show more easily. Mm-hmm.